You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And welcome to my couch here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Michelle Cohen, as you know. And as usual, we are talking about an amazing, what I call spiritual, but therapeutic technique. I've spoken about it before, and I've had my special guest on before, and I've been waiting for her to come out with a new book because she's just one of my favorite guests and amazing, and backed by popular demand is Mabel Katz. Let's bring her on right now. Yay!
How are you, Michelle? It's so great to see you. You're my favorite interviewer.
Oh, love it. Mutual admiration women here. That's what we are. We got it going on, girls. You know why? It's because you and I are of the same frequency. I am so tuned in and in agreement with everything you say and write about and speak about.
I'm so glad. Thank you.
Oh, it's so true. It is the best. And I want everybody to understand that we're going to be talking about many principles involved with Mabel Katz's studies. She speaks about it all over the world, internationally known. I will give you her bio in just a bit. But we're talking about her latest book, 100 Questions About Ho'oponopono. It's going to help you let go of the past, find your spiritual mission, regain control of your life, and to let go and trust more. Ooh, scary stuff, huh, everybody? But anyway, not scary.
It's easier than it seems.
Yes, it is. It sounds easier. It sounds hard, difficult. And, you know, as a psychologist, you and I have talked about this before, Mabel. But it's kind of like people, I can't do that. I can't forgive. I can't, and all that, you know.
You can let go.
Yeah, can let go. But
yes, you can.
Yes, you can. And you're going to tell everybody how to do that. Yes. So we're talking about the ancient, I guess we can call it a therapeutic art called Ho'oponopono. It's known as the secret beyond the secret. And it's helped countless people to make amazing positive changes in their lives. And of course, Mabel, you have your latest book out all about it, answering so many questions, 100 questions.
Yes, and more.
And more, and it is true. I have a bit of a cold, so I'm so happy that you're a internationally known speaker, because I'm going to have you do most of the talking today, okay. So I don't cough here. Okay. Let me just give folks a little bit of a warm-up here. Mabel Katz is one of the world's most famous personal self-growth leaders. You've been around and a superstar in 40-plus countries. Your reputation is based on your ability to radically change people's lives through teaching Ho'oponopono. The cold is alive and well. So, if you can tell us what Ho'oponopono is, that would be great.
Okay. So, the definition would be an ancient art of solving. But I always said it's like a philosophy of life. Is about letting go and allowing a part of you that knows better to do the driving in your life.
Yes.
We know that actually all our problems are memories accumulated in our subconscious mind. And that's what Ho'oponopono helps us, you know, to clean, to erase, we say, all those memories accumulated in our subconscious mind. That is actually the part of us that is manifesting. And it's... Yes. And unless you erase, you are going to keep replay. Yeah. So we said life is replay memories. And
yes.
You are the one that can stop, you know, and allow again to a part of you to erase and inspire you with the right idea, the right solutions.
Yes. Yes. What were some of the influences in your life that helped you learn Ho'oponopono?
Well, actually, you know, I was a tax accountant in the U.S.
I love it. I love it.
Yes, very much in the box. Yes. I was a creative accountant. I didn't know at that time. I found out later. But but still in the box, you know. Ooh, one plus yeah. one is two.
Uh-huh.
So, and when I started my search, because I realized I was not happy, I was looking for happiness in the wrong places, you know, thinking material things, having, you know, your the spouse, the house, the cars, the children, yeah. you know, oh my goodness, you know, check, check, check.
Yeah.
I should be happy now, yes, but no, I was not. I was a very angry person. I used to see all the negatives, you know, aww. And things like that.
Yeah.
So when I started my search, even though that there were a lot of techniques and things that helped me on the way, I kept having this little voice that said there has to be an easier way. You know, uh-huh. I didn't uh-huh. buy into the going back and kind of replaying also, or finding out, or trying to understand or analyze. And actually, Ho'oponopono came into my life. I always said it wasn't the first seminar that I said, Eureka, you know, this is yes. what I'm looking for. But definitely there was a part of me that knew better. Yeah. And I kept coming back to the seminars with what he was my teacher for 10 years.
Wow.
You know, and listen to the information again and again, because I just felt like I found peace. You know, I found happiness.
Right.
I realized that it was inside of me, that I didn't right. have an inch outside of myself, you know, and that right. maybe I didn't need as much as I thought I needed to be happy.
So you're talking about, you know, we all have that higher self within us, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
What does Ho'oponopono mean?
Means the word. The word is Hawaiian, and it means how to correct an error, how to make it right. Because Ho'oponopono says that everything is really the monitor or the screen in the movie theater. So the problem is not actually in the monitor, and it's not in the screen in the movie theater. It's in the projector, yes, or the programs that we've been downloading, yes. So we are here to make it right, yeah. So that everything that we call a problem are opportunities to make it right. So that means to erase, to correct, and come out, like I said before, with the right solution or the right response.
That's beautifully said, Mabel, because, you know, it is true. It's making everything right. And we have the power to do that. And that's what you teach.
Yeah, so something, Michelle, that I would like to tell people is this is not about how not to have problems, yes? Because the problem is not actually the problem, it's our reaction to the problem, yes? So the idea is that right. you might right. still have problems, but you can be at peace, yes? So how to right. let go instead of reacting, instead of right. resisting, yes? So Ho'oponopono works in our reaction, because that has to do with the memory in us. Otherwise, it wouldn't bother us. So right. 100% responsibility. What is it in me?
Right. Yeah. Right. And you know, I was reading, and I loved your book, by the way.
Thank you.
It really helps so many people and will help people understand how they can go within. It's also a workbook, which I really appreciated as well. But you talked about how people write you from all over the world, and you lecture all over the world. And right now, fears and worries and problems and wars and hate, and you're difficult, you know.
Yeah.
How do you help people with that? How do you help soothe people sort of clean all the world?
Again, everything is coming out for us to clean. We cannot do it, but God can. Yeah, I call it God. I found it inside myself.
Yes.
I didn't believe before. I want to clear for people, you know, this has nothing to do with religion. You can call right. it whatever. But right. But the thing is, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. But the thing is, we can arrive faster if we allow God to correct. Yeah, that part of us that knows. Not because this is the solution will not come from an intellect, yeah. Otherwise, we'll yeah. keep replaying, and
that's really true. Yeah,
replay memories,
right?
So,
right,
the idea is to become become a little bit more humble, and at the same time, know how powerful we are, that we can make a difference. You know, mm-hmm. not seeing ourselves as victim, or not seeing other people as victim, because we don't help seeing other people as victims either. So the idea is we take responsibility. I don't know what is inside of me that this is happening, but I'm sorry. You know, and we do it like just by saying thank you. You know, one day my teacher received a message where he says, just tell them to say thank you. I know what they mean. And it's not like I have to feel thank you. It's not like I'm saying it to anybody outside of myself. It's just an internal work that I do where I'm taking means, that I'm taking responsibility and I'm letting go, allowing the part of me, you know, to take care of it, to help. So we all can help, we can all contribute, we can all make a difference. Again, if we let go.
Yes. It is so true. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch. And my special guest is Mabel Katz. She is a world-renowned speaker, teacher, practitioner. She practices what she preaches and always has, particularly her teachings in Ho'oponopono, the ancient Hawaiian. It is sort of a spiritual, but it's for me, it's also, I incorporate a lot of my teachings psychologically for people, because to me, it's cognitive behavioral, because you learn to go within and really understand more about yourself that way.
I'm really a very practical and grounded person. I consider myself. And this is for your everyday life, for your every relationship in your life, for every problem. You know, could be relationship, could be money, health too.
Yes, it's true. And we'll get into a little bit about that, because you talk about in your book how we can help ourselves with our illnesses and our immune systems and things like that. By the way, her book is called 100 Questions About Ho'oponopono, but there's more questions answered in there. It'll really enlighten you, and it's one of my favorite books, because I've always been a proponent of Ho'oponopono teachings.
Thank you.
Whenever I'm having issues, as we all do, people go, oh, psychologists don't have issues. Good heavens, I'm a human being. I have issues too.
The universe gives me opportunities to practice what I preach.
There you go. And those are gifts, you know. So I always go back to saying the words and practicing Ho'oponopono to help, buff myself up every morning again. Now I start with that practice again. So maybe we could go through, just so viewers and listeners can understand what those words are, those sentences, in Ho'oponopono, and what they sort of mean, and then people will understand the power of those words.
Okay, so I have to clear that I do not use the four phrases, the famous four phrases. I'm sorry. Thank you, and I love you. I just use thank you, I love you, and we have a lot of tools for everybody. Now, what Ho'oponopono really is the 100% responsibility. I'm sorry, please forgive me for whatever is in me that created it. That doesn't make us guilty. It's not about guilt. It's about what is it in me? Because again, you know, we are attracting and creating everything in our life.
So
it's not a punishment. I wouldn't even call it a test. I call it opportunities. Opportunities to make amends, opportunities to correct errors, like we said, and everything. So like I mentioned before, just repeating thank you, even if you don't feel it, and you do it mentally, you know, kind of like a parrot, you know, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, you know, and again, you can be even mad, or even I love you, I love you, I love you. Those things, what are you doing? These are like shortcuts, passcodes, you know, to tell that part of you, hey, you take care of this, yes?
Right.
The letting go. Our part is only letting go. That's what we do. in Ho'oponopono. Our body letting go and allowing this part to take the control. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So the idea is, what is it that can help you to live more in the present, to be more aware and conscious, so that you can, when you have a problem, you can take some distance and not identify so much, you know, or react. So that's kind of what we do. We become the observer. And like I mentioned, we work on our reaction to the problem, not the problem. Yeah. So what is it in me that is affecting me? Why am I reacting? Now, what I love about Ho'oponopono is that I don't need to know which memory, how come, when.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I just need to know that, yes, it's something inside of me.
Yes.
And when I do that, it's like saying, I'm sorry for whatever is in me, but I don't even need to say all that. Right. I can just repeat, thank you, or I love you. So please notice that we are never, I'm sorry, and I let you speak.
No, you go ahead.
You have to realize that we are never present. So the thinking, the coping, the, you know, the not forgiving, takes you all the time, you know, the resentments, that's living in the past.
Yes.
The past is actually in your mind. Yes, it's just the thoughts in your mind.
It's so true, yes.
And then we have this other thing that we do is we get anxious about the future, you know, worrying about the future.
We do. Yeah.
Things that maybe never will happen.
Yes.
But, you know, we worry about everything. And that takes us to the future. And all we have is this present moment. So Ho'oponopono is bringing you back. This thank you and the I love you, Ho'oponopono brings you back to present.
Yes.
Where you go.
So let's just say someone is troubled or they're remembering some old past hurts or, you know, someone is triggering them, let's say, whoever that might be. They had a rough environment growing up. And you say that the focus is not to go Freudian and say, well, your mother, you know, was this and so she did this and that. And you must understand that this is why. No. It exists. There's a problem going on. You're feeling this within you. So you would suggest perhaps that we sort of be the observer on it.
Yes, but now, Michelle, one of the things that we can do, let's say that you cannot say thank you or I love you in the moment or something like that.
Yeah.
You are, you know, in the roller coaster, you know, of the emotions and things like that and the memories. So one of the things that I sometimes tell people is just change your conversations. For example, maybe you can just think of the things that you can be grateful that happened to you, or that you had that mother or that father, or that you had that upbringing, you know, or that you had a difficult childhood or something terrible happened.
Right.
So you look for the good, because everything we chose before we came, so everything is perfect for us. The thing is, we can choose to see ourselves as victims for the rest of our life because we have free choice.
Yeah.
Or you can learn from that, and now you can help other people because you went through that and because you know. So everything is kind of making it right or making amends for things from other lifetimes.
Yes.
So everybody that comes into our life is giving us an opportunity to correct. So everybody that comes into your life, there are no accidents or coincidences.
Wow.
Or, you know, this is a perfect universe, even if it doesn't look like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. You know, what I hear from more and more people is when sort of, as we might say, bad things, but that's the language, I guess, happen, they say, no, this is a blessing because I needed to learn forgiveness. I needed to learn to forgive myself, or I needed to let this stuff go because it's only making me sick. And, yeah, I don't want to come back on the wheel. When I decide to return into another physical existence.
Whatever I have to do, I do it in this lifetime.
Right. So you believe in reincarnation. You believe that we come back to learn lessons more.
Yes,
more.
I think, Michelle, that gave me so much peace of mind to know that. Because
right.
You know why? Because then you don't take things so seriously or you don't worry as much. I think you don't take things personal. So you know that everything is an opportunity. And that's why I mentioned to you, if you change your conversations here, the idea is to stop the conversation. But let's say that you are just willing to consider that maybe it is something in you that attracted it, or something that you really chose because it was going to give you the opportunity to grow, to learn, to make amends. You're going to see the situation in a completely different way.
Right, exactly.
And like you said before, you don't want to hurt yourself anymore because, the not forgiving is you are taking the venom, and you're waiting for the other person to die. Yes.
Exactly.
So we hurt ourselves for so many ways when we blame or we don't want to forgive or things like that.
Right, exactly. And by the way, Mabel Katz's latest book is 100 Questions About Ho'oponopono. And for me, as I learned it years ago, but you're the master, you studied with the master. It is, I think they started using it in psychiatric facilities, as I understand, for the workers, for the therapists and the psychiatrists to sort of cope in their lives. With people. Believe me, I've worked in psychiatric hospitals and it's not easy sometimes. And you must learn to love and just be patient. But it really helped a lot of, and then they of course utilized it after years as a teaching for everyone to really understand and heal themselves and understand about their responsibility and their choices and self-love and self-forgiveness.
I had nurses sometimes come in and they said that, for example, that they practice and during their shift, there are no emergencies.
And
co-workers notice. And he says, it's always quiet. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we can make a big difference. Just if we do this work just by your presence, just by you taking responsibility that even all the patients that come to you, there are accidents or coincidences, that there is something for you to work on, but it's much easier. Whatever profession you have, is much easier with Ho'oponopono because you just have to be yourself, let go, and allow yourself to be guided, so that you can come more from inspiration. So actually,
I think that's
much easier.
Yeah.
Everything gets much easier. Yeah. Much easier.
It does. I think you're so right. And that which we are and become within ourselves is exactly what we're putting out there and bringing to us in the universe. There is, as you mentioned, there is that law of attraction going on out there because not only scientifically, in the cosmic quantum world, it's happening. We're all connected photonically, but it's also the old school things of our body language, our energy fields. We all have at least they say 3 meters or 9 feet of an energy field that others can pick up on. So,
exactly. So everything is affected by everything, and we affect too.
Exactly. And I was always, with the traditional words that, they teach or have taught in the past, the sentences, I'm sorry, we're talking to ourselves. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I love you. Okay. I always got hung up on I'm sorry. I guess that because that kind of to me always meant forgive. Please forgive me. I'm sorry I hurt you. I'm sorry I hurt you. I'm sorry I was so naive or I had to go through these horrible, painful experiences. That was always kind of an issue for me. So I really appreciate you sort of not utilizing that bringing concept.
Light, bringing some light to them. Because the repentance part is like a small child when he comes to you and says, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't do it on purpose, you know, I didn't want to hurt you, you know, or something like that. So I'm sorry here, first of all, you don't have to say it, but you have to know that's what you are doing, even when you say just thank you only, but in Ho'oponopono. But look at it this way. You are coming like a little child to your father in heaven and saying, I'm sorry, you know, please. You know, I didn't mean it. So this is not about guilt at all. This is not about you being a sinner at all. There's something wrong with you at all. Nothing, right. Nothing like that.
Right. We're all these little innocent souls coming here saying, okay, I'm going to experience this again. And now let's see how things unfold. Why did I put myself in this family? Well, I don't know. I needed to learn. And I think, so when you say the words, simply say thank you, it's going within and thanking yourself for everything that you are and have been and will be, maybe. Would that be a way to sum it up?
You know what I tell people? Do and understand whatever you want, just do it. You understand? It feels right to keep going with the four phrases, just keep going. This is important. For example, you can get your own tools. Because when you have a problem, you can always ask and say, how do I clean? How do I erase? Because there are always opportunities to erase, you know, from your subconscious mind.
Sure.
And you might hear, some people might hear, some people will get it on a sign or something. Some people will receive it at a thought. And it's your tool. So what is it that, for example, I use a lot of I let go and trust.
Yes.
Let's say that I have a difficult situation. I just go, I let go and trust, I let go and trust, I let go and trust mentally. Because what I'm doing, I'm stopping the pattern and disengaging of making up stories.
Or
remembering everything that happened in the past or what it could happen in the future or things like that. Right. So I let go and trust keeps me on track. It keeps me connected. It keeps me present.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
the idea.
Exactly. And again, you are not coming from a religious point of view. You're talking about whatever whoever wants to call universal consciousness, higher power, God, whoever that may be. You're just saying, I'm letting go. I'm allowing whatever, but I'm taking responsibility for this and for this and for, but I'm not shaming myself and I'm not suffering. Maybe I'm suffering, but then I observe why. And
Because of Ho'oponopono, I became a believer. Because things started happening that I said, I'm not doing this by myself. I mean, there were things like impossible. So you realize you are not alone. And I think that gives you a lot of peace of mind too.
It does.
That you don't have to do it alone.
You're partnering up with a higher power. We are all that, part of that, right? So we're not alone.
That is our problem, that we don't ask for help. We don't ask for help.
I think you're right. It really is our problem, which brings me sort of a question about, you know, our egos. Our egos get in the way so much. It's like we want an identity, we want a purpose, but how do our egos sort of affect our ability to just let go and open up and allow?
Because the ego doesn't have all the information. The ego doesn't have a clue of what's possible.
Right.
The ego just thinks it knows. And for example, not long ago, I heard something that it was really important. For example, one of the fears that we have to let go is the fear of death. Yes?
Oh, come on,
You know, some people made all the analysis that on the pile of all the fears that you have, at the bottom is actually the fear of death. So what happened if I lose my job, whatever, if I my spouse leaves me, whatever, I'm going to die. You know, that's kind of, okay. Yeah. So, you know, what is the part of us that is afraid of dying? Our ego, because the ego is the one that dies. You are not taking with you what you are not. You are your ego, and you are not your physical body.
Yep, that's so true. We are not that. And I know you have known and experienced so many people in your life who have had near-death experiences or whatever you want to call them. I have had so many guests and friends. Three of my friends who are psychologists were literally flatlined for long periods of time. And they experienced a lifting. They experienced, you know, a very calm, the light and the some enlightenment. And they got wonderful messages. And they weren't ready. You're not coming down. You're not coming up here or wherever that abyss is. You're not in this frequency yet. And we won't let you. So go back down and do what you have to do. And they're not very happy about it, but.
I know. I have a very close friend of mine, and he said that when he was in a place, you know, where he was asked, and everything that you did you do it from your heart? Even if you made a mistake, you know, or something, did you do it from your heart?
Yeah.
And that was the only question he got there asked. And then he heard there is mission, he needs to go back.
Yeah.
And he says that the worst part was coming.
Right.
It was so depressing to have to come back.
But wait,
I always tell people that we are so attached here, you know, and we think this is it. And, you know, letting go of fear, very important. Not buying into the fear right now, very important.
Right. And no, you're so right, Ma Bell. By the way, we're talking about Ma Bell's latest book. It is an incredible, really wonderful read. You're so welcome. And thank you for being who you are and teaching and spreading the word and sharing your wisdom with everyone. 100 questions about Ho'oponopono. Ma Bell. Lots more questions.
They actually can go to mabelkatz.com/100 questions.
Yes.
And actually, if they buy the Kindle version, it's only 99 cents. And they get a $67 bonus.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Some audios with my teacher, with Dr. Ihaliakala. They're very, very special.
Oh, that's beautiful. So, you know, in the psychological realm, we always work with people who usually bring up their relationships. And you and I talked about this briefly, you know, about examining our past and how we should just sort of try to let that go, be an observer and just be in the now and clean ourselves, cleanse as to, you know, just loving ourselves and thanking ourselves. How can that also affect our relationships, whether they're, you know, with our children or our coworkers, friends? How can that help us with those relationships?
I actually love it, the way it works with relationship, because it will bring you much more harmony. You will be able to keep your mouth shut. we wouldn't have that many problems, one of the things that convinced me the most was my profession, because I didn't let go of my accounting practice overnight. So I would, you know, I had the opportunity to represent a lot of people, because that's the kind of work that was coming my way when I started doing Ho'oponopono. People that had problems with the IRS and they were audited, and I had to represent them and defend them, you know, before the IRS.
Yeah.
Sure. And because we practice Ho'oponopono, amazing relationship with IRS auditors, you know.
Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me.
I couldn't even believe the results myself, and my clients even less. So,
wow.
But with the relationship with my kids also, you know, because, for example, yeah, even today, you know, they are in their 40s.
Yeah.
If they have a problem, they call me and says, please clean. They tell me,
I love it.
Please clean.
And I know
they apply it, even though, you know, it's not like, you know, I force them to come to a seminar or anything. But they see the change in me. You know, we say that when you change, everything changes.
Sure.
And my idea is that if they have a problem, they will call me. You know, because what they say is they feel much more at peace after they speak to you. But a lot of times it's just the cleaning going, you understand? And me just listening.
Yes.
So sometimes it's not about giving advice or telling people what to do, but whatever gets erased from us, it will get erased from them, and maybe they will get the answer because they will be more open.
Right, beautifully said, because they see, like you said, the change in us.
Yes.
The kids see the change in you, your relationships. I love that story about dealing with the IRS. I mean, that's hilarious.
Yes. Yeah, and it was amazing. I couldn't believe there were situations where I couldn't even believe in myself.
I love it.
Those stories I tell in my Zero Frequency book, the one that interviewed me last time. But here in the 100 questions, that are the questions that I get, I do monthly classes, you know, question and answer monthly classes. And so the questions that always, you know, repeat or say in seminars or in social media. So I touch into purpose. For example, I found my mission and my purpose by mistake. You know, I was not looking to change careers. I was very successful as an accountant. I was already working part-time.
Wow, good for you.
So it doesn't make any sense what I do now. But, you know, relationships, all kind of relationships. I talk about children. I talk about your relationship with your inner child.
Yes.
I talk about relationships, you know, professional and personal, you know.
Yes, you sure do.
It really affects every completely. Money. I talk about money and prosperity, you know.
Yes,
letting
you do.
Of the limiting beliefs that we have about money.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
So it's a little bit of everything. All the areas in your life that you could be affected, you're going to find the answer there.
So beautiful. And you're right. And people saying, I don't know how, well, I doubt this. Well, get the book and start reading and understanding, you know, viewers and listeners, because I mean, I think that's going to straighten out a lot of your own questions. Because
easy, would you agree? It's very easy to read because I'm not a writer. I write from my heart, you know. So it's very easy. It's not a big book. It's 140 something pages. So it's not like oh my goodness, I have to read all this to learn how to do it. I give you tools there. Also, you have tools that you could start.
You
using.
Do. I love the work. I love those tools. Yes. Good. Self-questioning and things like that are just beautiful. Those tools. That's also what I love about you.
A glass of water. You have many, many tools that you can use. There are practical tools, some physical, some mental, because we create, you know, with our thoughts.
Exactly. Just wanted to, I just flashed on something we started to briefly touch on, but you know, some people, because I also profess that we have to be responsible sometimes for our illnesses, not only mental, but physical illnesses, how we take care of ourselves, but also our consciousness. Can you elaborate a little bit on how learning Ho'oponopono can help us understand more about how we can prevent and or help ourselves stay healthier?
Okay. Well, like I said before, if you are continually letting go, you are giving permission for inspiration to come into your life and guide you in whatever could be right for you. But I would like to also touch, and then we'll see where this takes us, that illness is a teacher too. You know, so what is it that I need to learn? And I don't need to know, But what I need is to know that it's another opportunity to erase, you know? The most important, like, remember that I said we don't work on the problem, we work on our reaction to the problem. You could be sick and still be okay. You know, you can be at peace. And I had a lot of people that went through difficult, you know, challenges, challenges, but they, you know, when they would go to the doctor and say, how come you're walking? You should be, you know, in bed, not without being able to walk. Or how come you're not in excruciating pain?
Right.
In excruciating pain, you know. Sure. So when you are at peace, even when you have problems, you know, the problems become like the clouds. You know, so they pass. Sometimes, so I wouldn't say that you have to avoid getting sick or illness, but see that also as an opportunity to clean, not to engage. Sometimes I show it like we are resisting, like, you know, talking about it or seeing yourself as a victim. And when you say thank you or I love you, you let go, and they. And doesn't have any control over you. This could be the fear, this could be the worry, this could be money lack, illness, whatever it is. Because you are part of the problem otherwise.
Right, exactly. Let it go. And again, it's that whole thing of don't continue focusing and creating and, you know.
Making things bigger than they are.
In my interview a while back with Dr. Joe Dispenza, it was all about, you know, you're growing more neural patterns and you're creating the same thing and over and you're living the same. Stop! You know, like you say, clean, cleanse.
I love, Joe Dispenza says something that I love. He says, if you keep living in the past, how would you change your future?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You cannot change,
So letting go is crucial. It's very important.
It is, and we get
into otherwise we keep replaying.
Those are the old habits of.
And Joe Dispenza also talks about cleaning the subconscious mind. Our problems are in our subconscious mind.
Very similar, what you and he are teaching. You know.
Yeah, only one truth. I always say yes.
So, yes, there's one truth, go within.
Different way, different path. You have to do what resonates with you, what you feel good.
Exactly. And what I think is beautiful about Ho'oponopono is it teaches so many, to me, truths that all the philosophers, you go ancient philosophers, you go all the way back, you find out Rumi, a Buddha, Jesus, all of these teachings, what they're saying is basically love that which you are, go within, observe, be the best you can be, clean. I mean, these are all words that, and again, I'm not saying that, you know, this Ho'oponopono is like Jesus. I'm saying that.
The sermon in the mountain, that's Ho'oponopono. This is
You're
ancient.
Exactly right.
These are ancient. But you know, I've been in prisons, you know, and some of the inmates told me, well, what you are telling us is in the Bible. And one of the prisons in Argentina, one of the guys said, could I read you the Bible? And he read me the Bible. So you understand, it's like some people sometimes says, where do you get this information, you know? And I said, I don't know.
That's right.
And you know what happened to me, Michelle? I could read my first book. I wrote it in 2003, I could go and read that book, and I wouldn't change one word. I still say the same thing.
Beautiful. You do. You're very consistent.
Oh, you know, I didn't know better at that time. I wouldn't change anything, and I can read it and it's like I wrote it yesterday.
Oh, it's true. It's beautiful. Speaking about which, all of your books are inspirational, and thank you. It's such a blessing to talk to you always. We're getting close to that time to having to wrap up, but I want to ask, what is the best way for viewers and listeners to find out more about you and get those fabulous books, including your latest, which is, it's amazing. 100 questions about Ho'oponopono.
Yes. So, well, I have my social media. You can find me by Mabel Katz, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook is Mabel Katz fan page. But if you go to my website, mabelkatz.com, you can go to, there are a lot of resources because I know some people are hearing, you know, Ho'oponopono for the first time. Maybe there is a free basic course in video, you know, that will give you also tools and things.
Beautiful.
For this particular book, mabelkatz.com/100 questions, because you have a bonus of $67 just by buying the Kindle version for 99 cents today. So I would run and do it. If anything resonated with you and you are looking for some happiness and peace and abundance and freedom, I'm sure you will find your answers there.
I'm sure you will too. You once again have inspired my viewers and listeners and me, as always, Mabel. And by the way, it's spelled as we would pronounce it here, Mabel, M-A-B-E-L, but it's pronounced Mabel.
Mabel,
I love Mabel.
I remember Mabel too, but I am Mabel.
Here you are, M-A-B-E-L, Katz, K-A-T-Z.
Thank you,
Mabel, so much for being here. It's always a pleasure.
I hope you feel better. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm so sorry about calling.
No, it's been wonderful as always. I really enjoy talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings to you for the new year.
Same to you and everybody. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining me here on the couch and putting up with my cold. And again, check out the archives here on latalkradio.com. You'll find out more about Mabel Katz and Ho'oponopono. As I always say, take care of yourself first and go within. Love yourself, and then you'll be great for everybody else. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.